This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives voted 305-102 on Thursday to approve a $4.6 billion Senate bill to provide emergency aid at the U.S.-Mexico border. We get details from AP's Tim McGuire.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump criticized Thursday's Supreme Court ruling to block a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. Trump said that he has asked his lawyers if there's a way to delay the count, which is mandated by the Constitution. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The High Court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's UN-backed government reclaimed a strategic town near Tripoli from